takes one. After three, Cavaliers 12, Cougars 7. BYU football is on the Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Home loan rates are on the rise, but America First Credit Union has a special offer that's keeping them low, really low. For a limited time, you can apply for our no-closing-cost first mortgage with a rate as low as 2.49% variable APR and with as little as 70% loan-to-value. Choose this premier home equity product, refinancing in a shorter term, and save big, only at America First. Visit any branch or AmericaFirst.com for details and conditions. Members come first. Equal housing lender.
This is your home for excellence.
Waltzes into the end zone. Touchdown, Jamal Williams.
The Cougar IMG Sports Network.
It's third down and six, but that doesn't matter much anymore. With only 4 seconds to go, the Cougars are down by five. It's do or die at the 16-yard line. The game hinges on this play. Here comes the snap. Blitz coming from the field side. He's flushed out of the pocket. Scrambling left. He's got his tight end in the end zone.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? They're like cyber swear words. Nobody has the time or patience for their internet to go out, and somehow it always stalls right when you need it the most. When you think reliability and internet, think Digis. Digis provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of Cougar football. So sign up for Digis Internet before midnight today, and you'll receive your choice of a 7-inch Android tablet with a camera or a Roku streaming video player for free. A free Roku or tablet just for choosing Digis. But this offer is limited, so call today and don't miss out. Call Digis for details now at 801-494-5020. That's 801-494-5020.
Utah's radio home of the BYU Cougars. KSL-FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City.
All right, today's storms here in Charlottesville have cooled the booth off nicely. We're feeling comfortable in the Gunther's Comfort Air broadcast booth. Greg Rubel, Mark Lyons with you. First play of the fourth quarter coming up. Virginia 12 and BYU 7. Once upon a time, BYU led this game 7-0.
Well, here's the good news if you're a BYU fan. It's one of those games that happens so many times against BYU that you kind of take charge of the football game. Everything is going your way. You've got field position, but you're only 5 points ahead. A touchdown by your opponent can come at any time, and if BYU scores the touchdown, all of a sudden, they're back in the lead. So being down 5 points is the real positive for BYU. A touchdown gives you back the lead.
We've seen it before where the defense is the unit having to make a play, and they may need that again in this one. Defense has done a decent job numbers-wise against this Virginia team. Virginia's numbers aren't all that impressive. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 25 years. David Watford's gone all the way for UVA, facing a third down and three from their own 49, or the BYU 49-yard line. Beg your pardon. UVA 6 for 16 on third downs. Sprint out. Keeper Watford. Do they have the angle? They do. They stack him up. They drop him down at the 41-yard line. Loss of 8. Fourth and 11 is coming up.
Alani Fua again did a good job of containing, getting rid of his blocker, and then staying with the play and making the tackle.
Daniel Sorensen's decision to advance on that will call a UCCU smart decision. Utah Community Credit Union inspiring smart decisions. They get in on Watford, drop him. Fourth and long, punting away Vazinelik. Voslev back to return at his 20-yard line. High snap, brought down. No pressure, kick away.
Holy cow.
Done a tremendous job. Voslev angles over, makes catch 15-yard line, stops the sideline, and snowed under there. So first and 10, BYU from the 15, and again the Cougars trail 12-7. Just takes one drive. The Cougars back on the field on offense, but it's a night that has featured only 151 total yards of offense. It's about 50 yards a quarter. BYU's been outpossessed by almost 12 minutes of possession time tonight. BYU's run 56 plays.
Yeah.
When they were hoping to be in the 80s and 90s this year, on pace for something around 70-something. First game struggles.
So, yeah.
Middle run.
I don't think.
Goes for a minimal gain to the left side, and that was Adam Hine.
Their plan to fatigue the opponent by running so many plays certainly hasn't been able to come to fruition.
Second and nine after the one-yard run by Hine. Shotgun, split backs, and a trail back. They get in on Taysom, who fires it near side Ridley. Ridley makes the catch, 26-yard line, first down. Needed to get to the 24. That's a clutch play made by Skylar Ridley after a slew of incompletions by Taysom Hill.
And that's what you need. You just finally need to make that completion, and it makes you think I can complete the next one too.
Low snap, Hill picks it off his shoes and gives to Williams, who goes middle for three or four. It was eight straight incompletions before Skylar Ridley hauled that pass in to give BYU a first down. Second and eight. Hill in the gun, split backs and a trail back. The handoff to the deep back, Jamal. Jamal drives hard. He'll get within 3.5 yards of the marker. Third and a long three, call it four, coming up. Minutes to play in the game. BYU 32-yard line. Third, four. Taysom sets, fires, complete Ridley. First down at the near sideline. Did he step out? Nope, they gave it to him. He's got it by a good distance. First down for BYU. Ridley with two big completion and conversions. Those are his first two catches of the night, by the way.
Yeah, that quick down and out is really hard to defend. You know, you're a timing pass. You just have to make the catch, make the throw.
BYU subs on offense. They hold it out there from Alisa. Alisa has room to the far side. Got a good angle to the sideline and dives for an 8-yard gain to the sideline. So near the 46, 47-yard line. They'll call it the 46, second and two for BYU. So second and two, you just have to make the marker in the next two downs. This has to be a conversion for BYU.
Michael Lees has got fresh legs, and he looked quicker than everybody on that
He did. Down. Taysom, oh, false start. Second and two to second and seven. Just when you're getting some things going here, inevitably, they move themselves back. Sixth penalty of the night, and I think three are false starts. It's about momentum and motion and getting to where you want to be quickly, and then a false start brings them back. Second and two is a great down. Second and seven, not as great. We'll see what they do with it from their own 41-yard line. 12:25 to play in a game Virginia leads 12-7.
BYU making a lot of offensive line changes on this down.
Taysom holds it in the belly of the back of Lisa, then throws far sideline to Falslev. JD makes the catch and scoots ahead to where they would have been a moment ago, near it. 45-yard line. It will be third down and three. Huge play for BYU. 12-12 on the clock. It is stopped. Third and three from the BYU 45. Snap, Taysom. Pressure comes. Throws on the run. Lobs it downfield. Not much of a chance of anything good happening there. Mitch Matthews catches it, but out of bounds. So on fourth and three, BYU punts it away. It's the penalty on second and two. Second and two, I said you gotta move the chains, and they don't.
Taysom got chased out of the pocket that time, and in doing so, man, those guys were just after him, and he just didn't ever get a chance to maybe set his feet. He threw it pretty close to accurate ball. It's just that it was out of bounds.
BYU's had a second and one, a second and two, and a second and two tonight, and haven't gotten first downs on any of those series. Punt by Arellano. Fair caught at the 23-yard line. Timeout on the field. 11:53 to play. Virginia football when we come back. Cavs 12, BYU 7. Here on the Cougar IMG Sports Network.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to stay safe behind the wheel? Stop eating. Watch out for animals. Turn down the music. Avoid bad weather.
Rains are coming.
Avoid bad drivers.
I'm a-coming.
Use low beams and fog. And, of course, talk to Farmers. Because the more you know about auto insurance, the better you can plan for the road ahead.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com. To speak with a Farmers agent in your community, call 888-96-FARMERS.
Coverage not available in all states.
This is your exclusive home for independence.
Time, throws, touchdown, Cody Hoffman with a hat trick.
BYU football from IMG.
If you take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could generate as $100,000 or more in additional Social Security income. Want to learn how you can maximize your Social Security benefits? It's in a free report called The Social Security Decision. It's free, so you've got nothing to lose. And it's packed full of strategies on how you could generate as much as $100,000 or more in additional Social Security income. To get your free report, call the Boss Wealth Plan in Salt Lake City at 801-990-5055. That's 801-990-5055. You've been a hard-working taxpayer, so why not maximize your Social Security benefits? Call 801-990-5055.
Regardless of what we're talking about on The Doug Wright Show, when we get breaking news, you'll hear it first. Be sure to listen in your car weekdays 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Back to Jason Shepherd in the IMG Network studios for a scoreboard update.
Thanks, Greg. A final from Eugene. Oregon defeats Nicholls State 66-3 in an upset in the making in the third quarter. Eastern Washington leading 25th-ranked Oregon State 29-17. Now back to the Gunther's Comfort Air broadcast booth and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Jason, thank you. At Chuck-O-Rama, choose from over 40 drinks with hundreds of meal combinations. Every drink is always included in the price at Chuck-O-Rama. The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama. So we come back in. Virginia football, first and 10 at the Virginia 23-yard line. Cavaliers 12 and BYU 7 our score. 12 unanswered points by the Cavs. If you like punts, you've come to the right game.
20, and they've been good. You're right. You know, the punts have been good.
21 punts, 11 for BYU, 10 for Virginia. Under center, Watford. Near side hitch, Jennings. Jennings is wrapped up and brought down by three Cougars. Wani Unga, Alani Fua, Robertson Daniel.
Yeah, Robertson Daniels really did a nice job as the receiver should. When he catches that ball, he's just got to go. And Daniels was right in his face, caused him to alter his direction. And as soon as you do that, the defender's going to win.
No gain on the play. Second and 10, Cavaliers. 11:28, clock running here at Scott Stadium. Weather delay of more than 2 hours earlier in this day. Offset eye behind Watford under center. Watford throws to the far side. Man wide open. Catch for a first down at the sideline. Between Bills and Daniel, Tim Smith settled and just had to make the grab. Easy throw to him, and it's a first down for Virginia.
Bills must have thought that the receiver was coming inside because Bills goes to the flat. He's got the under coverage, and he has his back turned as if he's going to come into the middle and defend against that curl pattern. Instead, the receiver's made a move to the sideline, and so it's just an easy catch for him to make.
37-yard line of BYU. I beg your pardon, of Virginia. Watford empty for the first time tonight. Trips left, twins to the right. Snap to Watford. Back pedals. They get in from his right, runs to his left, and throws to the sideline. Caught by McGee at the sideline. Tight end McGee makes it at the 40-yard line. Immediately knocked out. Then they say, no, he stayed in bounds. Was deadened in bounds. The clock still runs. 10:30 to go.
Nice tackle by Daniels. Daniels is a player. You know, he's a good player. Rob Daniel. Yeah, he's only got one of him out there. He's a good player.
Watford is under center. Offset eye behind him. And strength to the right with two wide receivers. Everything right, nothing left. So they start in. And Parks angling somewhat left on second and 7. Gets about 3. Third and 4 coming up. Now there's under 10 minutes to go. So we'll call this a UCCU smart decision. Third down call by Bronco Mendenhall. Third down and 5 for Virginia in a 5-point game. Utah Community Credit Union, inspiring smart decisions. We hope this is one for BYU. On third down and 5, clock running at 9:35. BYU trailing by 5. Number 5, David Watford in the gun. Kevin Parks to his right. Slot receiver motions left to right. Two receivers left and right. Bootleg, Watford, open man in the flat. Complete, but not for a first down. Parks makes the catch for a loss on the play. Craig Bills shoots in and makes the defensive stop. So nice. Punting it away, Virginia. Time a factor? 9 minutes not to yet. Go. BYU's not been putting anything together right
one
now.
One touchdown. You're just one touchdown. And on that particular play, Bills had the flat, sees the screen, and just comes back and makes the play for a no gain.
Vazenelik will punt it away to Falslev. Good snap. Handled well. Booted away.
Oh, man.
Just drives Falslev, and he'll let it go, and it'll deaden. Deadened at the 6-yard line. Down there at the 7 by Virginia. Well, Falslev feels a little hard done by tonight on his decisions on the punt returns. When he lets it go, doesn't go where he hopes it'll go. Well, and so BYU facing a 93-yard field now, 52-yard punt. Virginia's special teams are the difference in this game. A 53-yard field goal, a blocked punt that results in a touchdown, and booming punts all night long by Vazinola.
Yeah,
this is his 11th punt of the night.
Terrible field position for BYU. In this last part, they've started inside the 25.
As we take a break, we'll let our affiliate stations know this will be break A. We're recycling from break N now to break A. This will be break A in your format. We'll take that break with 8:43 to go in the fourth quarter and Virginia leading BYU by a score of 12-7. This will be break A for our affiliates on the Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Home loan rates are on the rise, but America First Credit Union has a special offer that's keeping them low, really low. For a limited time, you can apply for our no closing cost first mortgage with a rate as low as 2.49% variable APR and with as little as 70% loan to value. Choose this premier home equity product, refinancing in a shorter term, and save big. Only at America First. Visit any branch or AmericaFirst.com for details and conditions. Members come first. Equal housing lender.
From Provo and Salt Lake to Boise and Vegas, this is BYU football from IMG.
Touchdown!
If you take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could generate as much as $100,000 or more in additional Social Security income. Want to learn how you can maximize your Social Security benefits? It's in a free report called The Social Security Decision. It's free, so you've got nothing to lose. And it's packed full of strategies on how you could generate as much as $100,000 or more in additional Social Security income. To get your free report, call the Boss Wealth Plan in Salt Lake City at 801-990-5055. That's 801-990-5055. You've been a hardworking taxpayer, so why not maximize your Social Security benefits? Call 801-990-5055.
Breaking news in the morning and traffic as you head home. Utah's afternoon news 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
Back to the Gunter's Comfort Air broadcast booth with Greg Bubel and Mark Lyons.
First and 10 for BYU from their own 8-yard line. Jamal Williams takes the handoff and goes middle, as we've seen so many times tonight, for 5 yards. Second and 5. Out to the 13. BYU trailing Virginia 12-7. 8:28 to play in this game. Taysom claps his hands. Pulls it away from Jamal, throws behind the receiver, makes the catch for a first down. Brett Thompson makes the reception outside the 20-yard line. So BYU's gone from the 8 to the 22. First and 10, Cougars, 8:15 to play. Taysom Gunn pulls it away from Jamal. Keeper for Hill, running to the far side. Taysom with a first down and more to the 35-yard line. 13-yard run for Hill. Taysom taken over a little bit. Let's call that a Big O Tires offensive play of the game. Tires, service, and straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust. That's a shot in the arm BYU by Taysom Hill.
They just dropped the ball in the puddle, and they didn't change the ball.
Snap to Hill as Virginia brings on blitz. Taysom throws far side. High ball caught at the 45, 46, 47. Leans to the marker, does Ridley. They may have given it to him. They did. First down for BYU. So moving the chains again. This is the best drive of the night by early indications with 8 minutes to go. First and 10, Cougs, 48-yard line of BYU. Taysom Gunn again. Single back is Jamal. Pulls it away. Throws again. Slanting to Thompson. Makes the catch at the 43-44 of Virginia. Gain of 8. Second and 2 for BYU. Now they're moving it. 7:40 clock running. BYU down 5. Cavs 12. Cougars 7. Taysom looks to his right, fires incomplete this time. May have slipped out of his hands as he threw it to Thompson. BYU still 23 yards away from the Carrier Blue Zone. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at utahcarrier.com. Third down
and one.
So second and one was the down that he threw incomplete on. Taysom Hill on third and one. A long one for BYU. Play clock's at 10. Full house backfield. Split backs. The trail back. Williams takes it and dives ahead. Did he get there? I don't know.
Yeah, I think
a tremendous final effort may have done it. They move the chains. Jamal Williams leans ahead for a key third down conversion. Hill again in a full house with split backs. The trail back, Jamal starts in, goes back to the middle. Jamal, an 8-yard run. Now the yards are coming in chunks for BYU. 7:07 to go.
Nice job up front this time as those offensive linemen seal it off. It looked like Jamal sets it up real well, bouncing outside and then pounding it in.
Again, Hill gun, turns, this time play action, deep drop. Hill goes for deep, Rossapo, interfered with, I think, there it is, a flag, pass interference. It'll take it inside the blue zone to the 19-yard line. Through deep near side for Oppo, defender didn't see him, ran into him, and a flag flies, and Rossapo comes up holding his wrist. He's going to come off the field, Oppo is hurt.
Well, he runs that post corner that he runs so well, and all the way along, that defender is hanging on to him, in his face, pushing him, so he doesn't ever give him that clearance that he wanted to get to make that catch.
Only the second time tonight, BYU's in the Carrier Blue Zone. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealers, utahcarrier.com. Snap, Hill, fakes to Jamal, Taysom, end zone, man there, and caught but out of bounds. Caught by Brett Thompson or Mitch Matthews. Mitch Matthews, but out of bounds in the back corner. It'll go a second and 10 from the 19 of Virginia. BYU's down five. 6:44, the clock stops.
Now, the Oppo injury makes you a little bit nervous because typically when you get hurt, you kind of shake it off. When he came off, he was just holding perfectly still. We'll get an update as soon as we can.
Again, full house. Hill hands off Jamal. Jamal opening. Jamal 10. Jamal 5. Jamal leans. Fumbles it into the end zone. It's recovered there, but his A's down. Oh, wow. Jamal down at the one. Ball carrier down. Stretch for the end zone. Ball into the end zone. Official says down. Here's the call.
Tackle made by the Cavaliers, Anthony Harris.
That the running back was down by contact, short of the goal line. First down.
And those are not reviewable. If you're ruled down, they can't rule you not down.
Well, this is a great move this time. Jamal sets it up outside, takes off inside. Runs hard, the ball does come out from him hitting his elbow on the ground.
First and goal from the one for BYU again. Hill gun, split backs and a trail back. Full house and a review, but
Virginia's taking a timeout, and he's out there talking to the referee, and so he wants to be able to say, I want to see that play again. But he has taken the timeout.
Now, if a runner's ruled down, the only thing you can review...
It's not challenging the ruling on the play. They called for a second charge timeout of the half. 30 seconds.
Yeah, there can't be a review of this because the runner was ruled down.
You know, and watching it live, it looked like it was Williams who just right as he hit the ground, the ball popped out. Watching the replay, maybe he was trying to move it into his hands so that he could lunge for the goal line. And maybe that's what caused him to fumble it, but it was the ground that just lodged the ball.
Yep. Now, Jamal Williams, largely on the strength of this drive, has put himself over 100 yards rushing in this game. 28 rushes, 105. Is he the X factor? If you think so, tweet at Greg Rubel with hashtag X factor with your selection for tonight's Zojo X factor of the game. It's a player that you think is the X factor. Will it be Jamal Williams? Hashtag X factor. One word to at Greg Rubel on Twitter. BYU, first and goal from the Virginia 1. Cavaliers 12, BYU 7. They stay in the favored full house backfield. Hill in the gun. Virginia showing blitz. Taysom, keeper. Taysom leans. Touchdown! Stretched it out past the goal line. Taysom Hill scores it, and the Cougars take the lead. 13-12 with the PAT pending. Taysom Hill stretching it into the Zions Bank end zone.
Nice
Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. BYU leads it.
92-yard drive. That was a pretty nice play. Taysom Hill fights and fights and stretches for the end zone and just gets it in.
And I say PAT pending, knowing the best call is to go for two here. They'll go for two. Make it a three-point game. 6:26 to play. BYU 13, Virginia 12. This felt a lot like the Boise State drive from last year. It was a 92-yard drive that began back at the 8.
Under further review.
They're going to see if a knee was down before the ball was across. 92-yard drive, 11 plays, 2:17 on the clock. Currently 13-12. They're going to take a look at this one. Taysom Hill got a shove, got close, stretched it out, and scored, but was he down? Nope, knee never hits. Touchdown.
Yeah.
They'll take a quick look at this. Knee never hit.
Yeah, he's got his hand extended. That ball's in the end zone. So nice job by Taysom Hill again to make a few of those passes.
It's confirmed.
Referee Reggie Smith confirms the ruling. BYU scores 13-12. It feels a lot like the Boise State game. Man, even to the fact that they're going for two, of course, different situation. Then it was two to take a lead. Now it's two to increase a
lead. Well, that was a good drive, and it was totally different. This is just what we were talking about before they got this possession. You're 5 points behind. You need a touchdown. That's all you need. And one drive that shows some life gets you in the end zone.
Taysom, sprint out right. Looks a lot like last year's two-point. Now it goes back to the left. Taysom throws up for grabs. Back of the end zone. It's caught by Matthews, but out of bounds. 4 yards out of bounds. The play was blown up. So BYU leads it by one, 13-12. We'll stay right here with it. By the way, that Taysom Hill scoring drive at Boise was 95 yards. This one was 98 yards. 6:26 to go. And now it's going to be up to BYU's defense to do what the Cougar defense has done most of tonight. That is stymie the Cavaliers. Now they're trying to protect a lead. The offense got the job done at the most important time of the night. Big, big drive and a score by Taysom Hill. Came on a play from the one-yard line. Things getting a little more comfortable here in the Gunther's Comfort Air broadcast booth with that score from Taysom Hill.
Well, the main thing you mentioned, Greg, is it was very similar to the play that they ran for the two-point conversion against Boise State. They had Taysom Hill sprint out to get away from any inside pressure, and they had a receiver in the back of the end zone that was going to try and curl back in, make a cut out and curl back into the inside, but he was pretty well covered the whole time. Again, BYU does a good job of running slants inside with the second receiver in. You run the second receiver in on a slant, the outside receiver right behind him on a slant, and the quarterback gets to read the area and give you a chance to make a delivery right now. But the sprint out does give you the option that if everybody does do a good job of blocking and everybody retreats in the end zone, Taysom Hill could run it in.
Voting for the Zojo X Factor. Our followers on Twitter, at Greg Rubel, hashtag X-Factor, Jamal Williams and Kyle Van Noy getting most of the votes tonight.
In that last drive, Jamal did a good thing. All game, he's been pounding in there and staying in the same line. Two of his runs in this last drive, he hits it in there and then makes a cut to an open area. He's got his head up a little bit better and sees an opening and makes that plant, and it's able to get by that first tackler and ended up making some pretty good yardage on those runs.
Yeah, sneakily, Jamal Williams at 100 yards plus tonight, 105 yards on 28 carries. Not a huge yard per carry number, but a big workload. And I did feel, always felt, that Robert would try and do that with Jamal, get those 25 carries a game going. He's at 28 right now. Celebrate Big O Tire's national anniversary with up to $100 instant savings off of four select in-stock tires. That is one more reason why Big O Tires is the team you trust. 6:26 to play at UVA.
Craig,
BYU 13, Virginia 12. Nate.
You talk about Anaya establishing the run, and it could have been easy to go away from if BYU was getting 1, 2, 3 yards a run, but he stuck with it, and it has paid off here in the fourth quarter.
Justin Sorensen to approach to kick it off from our left to our right. Plants that orange shoe, uses the other to kick it deep to the 7 yard line. Kalik Shepard at the 20, still on his feet. Ball loose! Cougars celebrate! Who's got it? BYU's got it! Cougar Bear football, turnover! An official signaled, I saw it, and they keep signaling. The Cougars join them, it's Cougar football, they got it! Kickoff return, fumble! And with 6:17 to play, 13-12, Cougars lead it. Blake Morgan with the recovery. Oh, special teams, so huge tonight. Both sides of the ball, both ways from the 27-yard line. BYU's offense getting ready to go back on the field. First and 10, Cougars, 27-yard line of Virginia. Taysom, gun, split backs. Lasique and Jamal. Jamal takes the handoff, has a gap, exploits it. First down, Jamal Williams!
Yeah, you see what I'm talking about right there? He starts it up. He sees that the opening's in the outside, and then he just plants. He kind of drops his shoulder and accelerates to the outside to a new, the open gap, and ends up picking up that 10
yards. 11-yard run for Williams, first down. BYU back in the Carrier Blue Zone, folks. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealers at utahcarrier.com.
Operator, please reset the clock to 6:08. The clock will start on the ready for play.
Ross Oppo is back in at wide receiver, so looks like maybe just a little bit of a stinger, but he is back.
BYU first and 10 at the 17-yard line of Virginia. Taysom Gunn again, the backs are split. Low snap, fumbled on the ground. Jamal has to simply cover up.
Yeah, I think that's, well, in this situation, it is the right thing to do. It probably was also, even though you were in terrible field position earlier, you just wanted to try and make a play earlier that they ended up getting the safety.
22-yard line now, second and 15. Taysom Gunn, split backs. Lasique the handoff, runs through a tackle, and stretches back to the original line, third down and 10 coming up.
So you want to be a little bit careful now in this third down play, even though you certainly want the touchdown, the first down, but you are in field goal range here, and you could tack three more points on, forcing Virginia to have to score a touchdown.
Taysom in the gun, takes his drop. He's a five-step drop, wings it near side. Oppo's pushed in the back, but not enough for a flag, and it's going to be fourth down. But again, a miscue.
Yeah, that ball just sailed, didn't it? Just didn't even have a chance. Now, Ross Oppo does get on the inside position of his corner, so if the ball's thrown to him, he has a chance to come up and make the catch with a guy in his back.
Yeah. The miscue to which I refer is the low snap. Just when things are, it backs him up an additional 5 yards, they didn't need to lose. So here we go, Sorensen with the Arellano hold. It'll be from 36 yards, a low snap. The ball is up and through. A field goal makes it a four-point game, 16-12. Credit Scott Arellano for pulling up a snap that skipped to him right at the last minute. He pulled it up. The kick is through. And 4 points is the cushion. Forces the Cavaliers to score a touchdown. Now, BYU was at the 17-yard line until the bad snap. Jamal had to fall on the ground with it, which is the best possible outcome there. But it ended up backing the Cougars up just enough to where a field goal was the last recourse. But it is made, and that in and of itself, Mark, is good news.
Absolutely,
after BYU's kicking struggles last year, just to put that through. And that's the longest field goal BYU would have had at any point last year. The long last year was 33. That was 36 by Justin Sorensen. And well, so BYU is leading at 16-12, 5:02 to go.
The two good things there, first of all, they recover that fumble and get great field position. And then they ended up making a first down and have a little bit more offensive threat after putting that long drive together. Obviously, a touchdown would have been much more favorable, but it now gives them a little bit of cushion with 5 minutes to go in this game. They have a four-point lead.
Today's game brought to you by the Ken Garf Nissan, Honda, and Porsche Audi Volkswagen Porsche Audi dealerships on University Parkway, where they love the sounds of Cougar wins and the sounds of satisfied customers. BYU fans much more satisfied now than they were a few moments ago. BYU was trailing at 12-7 on its own 8-yard line. A 92-yard touchdown drive followed. 2-point conversion missed. Ensuing kickoff, Virginia fumbles. BYU recovers it.
Was it Morgan that recovered
it? It was. And on the ensuing series, a bad snap back BYU up to 2nd and 15. They never recovered from that. End up kicking a 36-yard field goal to take a 16-12 lead. So BYU scored the first 7. Virginia scored the next 12, and BYU the next 9. You know, BYU's had no turnovers in this game. Now, the block punt acts like one, but not technically a turnover. And so in the last four season openers, BYU's committed only one turnover on offense. Nate Mickle.
And psychologically, BYU's got to be feeling pretty good right now. Of course, they're ahead, so they're feeling good because of that. But also, their fall camp was all about reps. Repetitions going hard, going long. They got to be feeling like they're in good shape and probably better shape than Virginia just based on the tempo and based on the substitution patterns that BYU's been doing all game.
Hashtag X Factor. Hashtag X Factor to my Twitter feed at Greg Rubel when voting for tonight's Zojo X Factor of the game. Hashtag X Factor, one word. Here we go. Justin Sorensen kicking it away. 5:02 to play. Virginia needs a touchdown. BYU 16, Virginia 12. Sorensen makes his trot, gets his leg into it. Good kick, deep to the 1 yard line. Mizell, smoke Mizell from there. 20.
Boom.
23 and no more. Just level.
Lasique,
forward progress stopped. Let's put it that way. I think, wasn't it, might have been Nate Mickle last night talking about how much fun Paul Lasique would be on special teams.
Just lights up smoking. Guys, smoke is scary. Every time he touches the ball, he has the chance to take it to the house. Great play by Lasique.
All right, here we go. BYU on defense. Virginia first and 10 from its own 22. UCCU helping people make smart decisions every day. So if your banking is getting complicated, go to UCCU for help. Utah Community Credit Union. Inspiring smart decisions. Visit them on the web, uccu.com. First down and 10, David Watford. 4:54 to play. Three-step. Throws. Deflected and... Oh, it's almost intercepted. Spencer Hadley had his hands on it. Hadley dove. Got his fingers on it and couldn't haul it in. Oh, that might have been ball game. 4:48 to play with Spencer Hadley seeing it in the air, slapped up in the air. He dove for it, just couldn't quite haul it in.
It was just hanging up there in the air for a second, and he thinks, I can get to this, and it slides right through his hands.
And then Kyle Van Noy lining up on the end and dropping to the middle, just spying. He was the one that was able to get the hand on the ball to knock it up into the air.
Second and 10, defense ratcheting up the intensity. Fua and Van Noy on the edges, showing five at the line right now. They're going to bring just the three, drop the eight. Watford in the pocket. Release man, complete, but minimal gain. McGee makes the catch, gets a yard. It'll be third down and 9. Defensive play of the game coming up right here. This will be our final UCCU smart decision of the game. It'll be Bronco Mendenhall's call on third down and 9. Utah Community Credit Union, inspiring smart decisions. Watford in the gun, third and 9. Snap to Watford. They get in quick on him. Jorgensen chasing, throwing on the run. Watford throws it away, and they punt it away.
There's nobody
Bronco
over there.
Celebrates on the sideline.
There's nobody. There's no receiver over there at all. Oh, he's out of the pocket, and so he gets to throw it out of bounds. So it leaves him with a fourth and 9, and they run that punt team out there.
So do we possibly see Robert and I play slow and soft here?
Yeah,
in the next
that's what I want to know. They didn't at the end of the first half, where it might have been logical.
4:18 to go. Vezinalik will punt it away. Some Virginia fans head for the exits. Kick, beautiful again. High, deep. Falslev makes the catch, and just making a catch at this point in the game with the ball and its residual moisture. It's a good job. 30-yard line will stay right here with it. So a 70-yard field facing BYU. 4:11 to play. Cougars 16, Virginia Cavaliers 12.
You know, something that could be the game breaker, the nail in the coffin, Mitch Matthews, we haven't seen him tonight except from that last series we saw him
out
make two
catches.
Terrific
yeah.
catches, both excellent catches, but out of bounds. Look for Mitch Matthews to make a big play here. If not tonight, we're going to see a lot of him. And Taysom has thrown it up to him a couple times to let Matthews use his 6'6 height. But I look forward to a lot of big catches from Mitch.
4:11 to play. They go full house again with Taysom and Gunn. Back split to either side and a deep back. Williams. Taysom. Hands off to the up back. I believe it was Hine. And Hine running left has 3 or 4 yards. And now, again, BYU's a hurry-up team. It would benefit them to not do so. In this instance, it all depends.
Yeah,
is Virginia getting tired more of a benefit?
They are huddle.
Yeah. So they're actually going to let the play clock run a bit here.
I don't know if they know how to get up to the line and run a play.
20 seconds on the play clock. And again, for the first time tonight, now that it benefits, we're going to see BYU use clock. 3:35 remaining, and the clock is running. Now to the line with an 8-second play clock. Taysom to the gun. Backs are split. Play clock at one. Hand off Jamal. Stood up by David Dean, driven back. Third down and seven. The play clock will get, or the game clock will get under three, but now it's the biggest third down of the night for BYU. It's been a simple series so far. A Lasique run, a Williams run. Now they need a play. Now they need a play.
Well, that ball's right in the puddle again, Greg. It's been a couple of times that BYU ends up snapping that wet football right out of the puddle.
BYU's faced 20 third downs tonight. It's a huge number. 7 for 20 on third downs.
They're going to maybe take a time. They're going to run all the time and maybe the clock's not running.
It got to 2:59 when it stopped. Let's have the officials' mic come up here and see if we can tell what they're going to tell us. They're having a conversation first, but the clock was running under three, got to 2:59, and then stopped.
And it was Mendenhall that ran down to talk to the officials about something. He was the one that was the impetus for this discussion here with the referees.
Now, when Jamal was tackled, there was 3:17 remaining. The clock was running. So only 18 seconds went off the clock, and then it stopped. Let's see what the official says he should.
Well, if he got tackled at that time, it takes about 3 or 4 seconds to set the ball. And actually, the time starts probably, that 45-second clock starts right at the end of the last play.
The clock operator, please reset the clock to 3:12. The clock will start on the ready for play, 25-second play clock.
Well, they are lined up. They ought to just sit there and wait the 25 seconds.
Yeah, don't do anything. And now they're going to wait. They shouldn't. Yeah, Taysom Hill knows what he's doing. Taysom talks to the referee, looks at the clock. So 3:05, 3:04. BYU's a third down conversion away here.
Yeah,
giving themselves an extra minute to two to win this one. Play clock at 5 and 4, snap to Hill, 3rd and 6, biggest play of the night, throws, it's intercepted, and it's lateraled, and the Cavaliers are running with it to the 13-yard line, through the hands of Jamal Williams and picked off.
Oh, man.
It went through Jamal's hands, and it was intercepted. Anthony Harrison lateraled it to Henry Coley down to the 13-yard line.
Well, I did say that the ball was being snapped right out of the puddle. And so that Jamal might have been expecting a drier ball, but here it is now that the Cavaliers end up in great field position.
BYU's got to keep him out of the end zone. That's what it comes down to. BYU's defense has risen to the occasion so many times, it comes down now to keeping them out of the end zone. BYU 16, Virginia 12. Cavaliers need a TD. Offset eye behind Watford. Watford from the BYU 13. Turns and hands off to Parks. Parks, full head of steam, to the 5, to the 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Virginia.
And alive, isn't that something?
Virginia will go for one, make it a three-point game. On third down and 6, Taysom Hill threw to an open Jamal Williams.
He had the first
down.
The
ball was high, a little high, but catchable, but it slipped through his fingers. As Mark said, the ball was likely very wet, and it was picked off. And from the 13-yard line, a 13-yard touchdown run, Virginia players late onto the field for this PAT attempt. The snap is off with 2 seconds.
They got too many guys out there.
So now this becomes a PAT that's a little longer. Flag flew.
Illegal substitution by the offense. 12 men on the field. 5-yard penalty. Will attempt to try.
So BYU went out of its offensive rhythm for the only time all night. Wisely. To the clock, and the series ends with an interception. BYU's first turnover of the night.
Yeah,
at the worst time possible.
The real disturbing thing is he makes the catch, he's got the first down, yeah. And BYU's probably going to just run it out.
This will be a 25-yard PAT. Deeper snap, deeper spot, beg your pardon. Snap is back, the kick is up, and it is good. 19-16, Virginia leads it. Well, the Cougars had a 92-yard drive to take the lead. They got the ball back in great position, didn't score a touchdown, had a field goal, making it a four-point game. Virginia needed a touchdown. What they needed was a turnover, and they got it. Taysom Hill through the hands of Jamal Williams and returned to the 13. Later, a touchdown run of 13 yards, and the Cavaliers now lead it 19-16. Carrier Heating and Cooling dealers bring you BYU football. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier Heating and Cooling dealer at UtahCarrier.com. Well, it's Taysom time once again. And here in Charlottesville, Virginia, a long day. Now it's 2:36 left on the clock and BYU trailing by three. Ian Fry will kick it away. Paul Lasique and Adam Hine back to return for BYU. Twists and turns in this very interesting fourth quarter. Ball in the air. From the end zone, Hine, 5 yards deep, decides to bring it out. Saunters to the 15 and the 20. Accelerates to the far sideline. Flag flies as Hine busts a big one. Hine busts it all the way down the midfield, but a flag. It'll be coming back.
Giving them another long field because it's going to be a hold most likely, and that puts them back around about the 8 or 9 yard line.
During the return, holding receiving team number 9, after this has been a goal, first down.
Wow. Adam Hine out to midfield. Bring it back. 7th penalty of the night. BYU's penalties, low snaps. A bad snap and a blocked punt and the INT late. The miscues will be the undoing if BYU does not come back to win this one. And Daniel Sorensen gets a finger on the jersey for a split second, but it was right at the point where Hine was trying to make a break, and they called the hold on him.
And just moments ago, we were talking about the psychological advantage that BYU has. Now just 3 major miscues for BYU.
BYU needs another 92-yard drive. Jamal Williams helps. He gets into the secondary on the run, but he's got to hang out of the football after the 34-yard line. A 26-yard run for Jamal Williams. 2:19. The clock has stopped to move the chains. 29-yard line for BYU. Now the clock is running. 2:15. BYU down 3, 19-16. Taysom Hill fumbled the snap and somehow steps out of the tackle in the backfield. He's on the run. Taysom Hill to the marker. First down. Wow. Whoa. Taysom Hill fumbled it in the backfield, picked it up, was being pressured, got out of it, and somehow turns it into a first down run.
Yeah, just trying to make something happen.
No, they say he stepped out. It'll be second down and 2 from the 37-38-yard line. Hill holds it out there for Jamal. Jamal's got the first down to the 40. Now, a field goal ties the game. BYU needs about 40 yards from here. 1:55 to go. The clock stops to move the chains, and now it's going to go again. Here it comes. 1:54, 53, clock rolling. BYU down 3. Taysom Hill on the gun. Snap Taysom. Hill fires, batted down. Incomplete. Clock stops. 1:44. Brent Urban knocked it down.
Right now, Virginia's playing that double zone out there, so they're playing zone all the way across the board. They got these 5 defenders across the board. They have 2 deep zone people, so the place that you're going to try and throw it is in between the underneath zone and the big one, about 15 yards downfield.
2nd and 10, Cougars at their own 41. High snap, Hill has time, stepping through puddles, looking to his left, floats it out of bounds. Incomplete throwaway, 3rd down and 10.
Yeah, this is my favorite prevent defense when you have this 5 under zone, and they just kind of pick up those quick receivers coming off the line of scrimmage, and then you got those 2 deep safeties that get to close on the ball.
BYU's only had 1 3rd and 10. They converted it on a Hill scramble. Taysom throws. Thompson makes the. Oh, he dropped it. My goodness, he had the catch, fell to the ground, and dropped it.
Yeah, kind of lost control just as he got the football in his hands, and kind of didn't get it cleanly. It's pretty odd tonight that there's that many drops.
That was a first down. but he lost it as he went to ground. Here's your ball game for BYU right now. Fourth down and 10 from the BYU 41-yard line. Cougars down three, 92 seconds to play. Taysom Hill, snap. They bring five. Taysom throws incomplete over the head of the intended receiver, J.D. Falslev. Virginia gets the ball.
Well, they made the right choice. J.D. was an open receiver out there, but somehow in his delivery, he just sailed the football. So he overstrided a little bit, put the ball in a different angle than he wanted, and the ball just sailed out of his hands and was flying way over the top of J.D.'s head.
You know, it's similar on the third down. He had Brett Thompson that was wide open. He just threw it a little bit behind him. Brett should have caught it, but the ball was just off just enough. Led to the drop, and then again, like you said, J.D. had found the hole. He was wide open, and the ball sailed several feet over his head.
BYU can stop the clock twice. 1:28 to play. Watford under center, I-backs. Virginia 19, BYU 16. Watford turns, hands off. They need to strip the ball at this point. They tackle Parks, and they call timeout with 1:22 to go. 1:21. Clock's running. They let four more seconds go off the clock. I heard the first whistle at 23 or 22.
The clock to 1:22. BYU calls their second charge time out of the half. 30 seconds.
So 1:19 to play. Virginia second and 11. BYU has one last timeout remaining. Wow, the Cougars had what appeared to be enough going their way to actually come back to win this. And
exactly.
a play you never see coming. A play you never see coming ends up killing them.
You have that big dilemma there in that third down situation. Do we go ahead and try and run the football, keep the clock running, and then go ahead and punt the football and play defense? Or if we go ahead and throw the football, can we pick up a first down with a completion? So it's always been a dilemma on that third down when you're running out of time. And there's no right or wrong. But in this particular case, the play was there. You had the execution until the ball went through Jamal's hands.
The only turnover of the night was just monumental. Taysom Hill has had two stretches of eight straight incompletions, the most recent one including that pick. He's 12 for 36 passing.
Way too many drops, though, Greg. There's just been a lot of drops also.
Watford under center, again, I-backs. A turn and handoff to Parks. Parks leans ahead. They need to strip. He's down after a gain of a couple. BYU stops the clock again, 1:16. It'll be third down and eight. So BYU can get the ball back with a stop here.
Right. And see, Virginia's now in that same dilemma. Do we go ahead and try and throw the football here and pick up that first down? If we have an incomplete, it stops the clock. Or do we go ahead and run the football? We probably aren't going to make the first down, but we keep the clock running or force BYU to use their last timeout. Or is this their last timeout?
That was BYU's last timeout.
Yeah. So you can go ahead and run this down and run off a ton of time, making it unlikely for BYU to have success.
Third down and eight from the BYU 39-yard line. Virginia football. I-backs again for Watford. Virginia 19, BYU 16. Watford again the handoff to Parks. Parks is hit, drives, short of the first down. 1:11 to play, 1:10. BYU cannot stop the clock. They haven't said how the play clock is running. There will be 27 seconds remaining, where thereabouts, before
BYU sent in punt return.
So Falslev back at his 10-yard line. Virginia will let the clock go down. 46-45. The play clock at now 15. They'll call timeout. But again, about 28 seconds, I would think, remaining in this game. And it'll be miracle time for BYU. 31-30, 29-28, and there it is. So timeout at 28, and Virginia.
Well, of course,
now they, you know, it's not.
Out. Virginia.
They'll just punt it, grind down it.
And BYU will bring everybody. Their whole intent will be to try to block this thing. and certainly Kyle Van Noy has done it before.
Yep.
And then you scoop and score.
It was just such a certain sudden turn play that put Virginia in the lead 19-16 here in this game. As BYU, facing a third and six, had an open man for a first down. The ball was a little high for Jamal Williams, and it was a soggy ball, and Mark made the note right before the snap. It's sitting in the puddle, and yeah, indeed it was, and the wettest part of the field at least, and it went through Jamal's hands, picked off, returned to the 13-yard line. Next play was a touchdown run. Alec Vazemelik will punt it away. Snap handled cleanly. BYU comes in hard. Kyle Van Noy dives for it. Didn't get it. And the ball will be into the end zone, touchback. 20 seconds to go from the 20-yard line. BYU cannot stop the clock. Cougars need 50 yards. They need 50 yards in 20 seconds with no timeouts to give them a shot to tie the game with a field goal.
We may see Mitch Matthews yet. I'm Taysom Hill. I'm looking for a deep out, something high that I can get to Mitch. Try to pick up a big chunk of yards.
20 seconds to go. First and 10 Cougars from their own 20-yard line. Need a field goal to get it to overtime. Hill on his drop. Deflected as he threw it. Incomplete, intended for Oppo.
And there's Ross sitting down in an open spot. But again, the ball's deflected. They came with an extra rusher that time. But I do think that Taysom has to get set, figure out where he's going to go, and make that delivery just a little bit quicker.
Nine straight incompletions. Hill throws near side. Oppo makes the catch,
no.
But he's on his knees.
Good thing.
And was it incomplete or complete?
They called it incomplete, because that was a ball game right there.
Well, they would stop it to move the chains. It was for a first. It would have been for a first down. But 11 seconds to go. Now, third down and 10.
Yeah, you got to throw one up here.
Taysom chucks it up down the sideline. Mitch Matthews is there and can't make the catch. Reached in front of the defender, tried to haul it in. No. So 5 seconds to go, fourth down and 10. It's one play that I don't know that I've ever seen that BYU would have to pull off right now. So on a day that Cody Hoffman doesn't play, BYU look for playmakers at wideout. They've tried a lot of the night here and there, but nothing terribly consistent. Taysom Hill in the gun. Final play of the game. Zeros on the clock. Taysom loads up. Wings it downfield. The ball's in the air. Settles in the midst of four Virginia defenders. Oppo makes the catch, but the game is over. Cavaliers win it 19-16. Post-game recap is next here on the Cougar IMG Sports Network.
As a coach, I've learned so many things.
Bronco Mendenhall, coach of the Brigham Young University football team and satisfied Zions Bank customer.
But I consider myself a lifelong learner.
When learning to succeed on the football field or in your financial goals, you need a team you can rely on.
I choose the bank with Zions Bank because of the people. I know they're qualified. I know they're capable. I know they have integrity. And I know they're cooperative in nature and looking out for my best interest.
You need an organization that has the right knowledge.
Football and banking are alike. There are clear goals. There are benchmarks to be shot for. However, if personal care and personal relationships are not interwoven within those things, then the organization will not be successful.
For 140 years, Zions Bank has teamed up with individuals, businesses, and our communities to overcome obstacles and meet any challenge.
I hope to learn all the way until my life is over here.
To learn how you can have the best chance to succeed in your financial goals, visit your local Zions Bank Financial Center or go to Zions.